Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Hurricane Sandy was a tragedy that ruined everyone's week. What? No, my home was not damaged at all. I'm just bummed out that Staten Island wasn't completely wiped off the map. That's right. I said it. Screw you, Staten Island. Here's the show.
Wow, what does Chuck Landington have against Staten Island? Those people are human. They have lives, they have families. They still have families, they just don't have homes.
But they chose to live in Staten Island.
Or Staten Island chose them.
Is that, what is this, Lost? Is it the Lost Island?
Staten
Island
is the Lost Island.
It is, kind of.
They had to go back to Staten Island.
Well, you see what happened.
Well, there you go. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. All of us survived Hurricane Sandy, despite only three of us being in studio right now.
Yes.
Darren is on the way.
Darren is walking here all the way from South Brooklyn.
He should be here any minute. Sean is somewhere. We don't know. But
he's probably at home.
Sean is kayaking here all the way from Upper East Side.
Sean is not coming.
Sean's getting a pedicure. Do you doubt it?
No.
He's getting like the Black Flag logo on his toes?
I do doubt it. I feel like Sean is giving a pedicure, not getting one.
Sean gets the pedicure.
Would Sean get 929-1357. By the way, I want to remind everyone that today's live cast is presented by A War You Cannot Win, the new studio album from All That Remains, which features the hits Stand Up, You Can't Fill My Shadow, and What If I Was Nothing. Pre-order it now on iTunes. It comes Tuesday.
How nice of them to...
Nice. Thank you, All That Remains.
Yeah. They like us. They really, really like us.
Well, their label likes us. Thank you, Razor and Tie Records.
Sure, whatever.
Home of Anti Entertainment. So Hurricane Sandy, the thing, me personally, that I feel about it is guilt. Guilt because I suffered.
You're eating potato chips?
The most that I suffered, get ready for this, my internet went out for 3 hours. My internet went out for one night, and I don't know when it came back, but I was like, whatever, I'm going to bed.
That's your livelihood.
That's it.
So you slept through the torture of not having internet.
I slept through my own internet blackout.
Unfortunately, people in Staten Island who have lost their homes can't sleep through that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, they can. They still have a lawn, right? Or a cot somewhere.
Maybe
go
they don't.
Go to the landfill.
It's
just find a soft
lawn.
Spot on in the landfill.
Do you know that there are people who are posting... like they've boarded up their house and like they spray painted on, if you trespass, I will shoot you.
Well, there's been a lot of looting. There's a lot of looting because it's dark. There's no electricity.
That's what Staten Island considers a home security system in general. I don't
Guns?
Think that is. Yeah. And just spray paint a warning message outside your house. That's just how they always do it. It's like the Warriors.
Oh, okay. So I guess despite Sandy, nothing has changed.
Yeah, no, they're just looking out for the baseball furies. It's a gang in the Warriors for those two. Don't know.
No, I remember now. They painted their faces like baseballs. This is a good movie. It's a good movie, yeah. I feel, only if you live in New York. Otherwise, there's nothing good about it. Because to me, the entertaining part about it is seeing how incredibly messed up the train system was. Almost as messed up as it is now.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Fucking Obama.
Right.
He was in the Warriors, wasn't he? He was the guy that said, "Can you dig it?"
I'm curious. No, that wasn't him.
You sure?
No, pretty sure that wasn't him.
I want to see proof. I want to see documentation.
We'll talk about Donald Trump in a little bit.
I will donate $15 to someone from Staten Island if Barack Obama presents me his SAG card. And proof that he wasn't in that film. All right.
Was he like 12 when that film was?
I don't know.
Why don't you just check his IMDb page?
It wasn't him.
Was it Don
Cornelius?
How
do you know? Have you checked?
Yes.
Is your internet working?
I've seen the movie. It's not him.
Oh, poor Shankletown has no G train and just had to walk over the bridge to the fucking 7th.
Poor Shankletown. At least he still has an apartment because my friend lives in the same neighborhood that Shankletown lives in. That's right. I have a friend. And his apartment flooded. Now you're asking, how did it flood, Rob? And I will tell you right now, through his bathroom, the sewer system flooded into his house.
This is all
sewage.
Shit water?
Yes.
Oh.
The worst kind.
As I said, what you get for living in Staten Island, that's what you get for living in Greenpoint.
Just any, that can apply to any neighborhood.
Like fucking 12 years worth of pierogi shits.
Oh.
Up in your bathroom. Enjoy that.
Speaking of pierogies, Brighton Beach is ruined.
It's still, no, they got power. They're all right.
How
Brighton Beach is
food doing.
No, but there was
they
a stand
down,
all the way on Ocean Parkway.
Yeah, it the whole yeah, all of Brighton is sandy.
Sandy
after sandy. Yeah, like under the train system too. Like that whole area is just full of sand. It's really, really disgusting. And my family lives down there, and they didn't get power back until this weekend, until like Friday.
Kind of like being in Mother Russia, isn't it?
No, because they had power in Mother Russia. But as the days went by, the phone calls to my parents got more and more, like, they were going insane.
Oh, no.
No power, no heat.
What can your mom do without watching Ellen every day?
My mom isn't a fan of Ellen.
No? Because she's a lesbian?
Ellen?
Yes. Busted.
So do you think your parents had a lot of sex?
No, not at all. They don't do that sort of thing.
What about your sister?
How do you know?
I can't speak to that. I don't know what she was doing.
Well, without electricity, the house was probably very quiet, so they would have heard her getting fucked in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So she probably didn't do it.
She doesn't live at home anymore.
No, she does.
Oh, she moved back in?
She can go to other places to have sex, though. I understand what you were doing is you were trying to get a rise out of me to imply... that my sister has sex in my parents' place, but I
well,
don't
that's
really
where
can.
She lives.
Yeah.
Is she an animal?
But
is
I
she
really,
a hooker? Doing out calls? Of course she would have sex where she lives.
Are you implying my sister's a hooker?
No, you are, I think.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Which begs the question, how much?
How much are you hooking for?
No, Rob's the pimp. That's how we can afford all those WWE pay-per-views.
I don't.
Turn your sister
no
out.
Comment. Noah, I, and Darren went to a Raw a few weeks ago, the week before the hurricane. We wanted to talk about this last week. Thank you, Dogbert. Dogbert in the chat says, leave Rob's sister alone.
All right.
Yeah.
She's not here. She's left alone.
Leave her alone,
I'm
Sid.
I'm just talking to Rob. Hey,
oh.
Darren's
hey.
Here. Yay.
Perfect timing, Darren. Yeah, we're just about to talk
perfect
about
timing to be 7 minutes into the show.
No.
You're not getting paid for this show today, Darren, because you're late.
I thought he was being sarcastic.
You're not getting any of our All That Remains live read money this week. I'll tell you that much.
Neither are we.
How'd you guys do that read without me? Did you bungle it completely?
No, I made it happen like a pro.
Rob integrated it very naturally into the show.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't a studio read. That was an integrated read.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have to bump up the invoice price now.
May I ask a question about that read?
Sure.
You mentioned that this album features the hits, and then you listed like three different songs. How do you quantify hits for like a random metal band?
The thing is...
that just came out.
The thing is, when they purchase these live reads, they send me a sentence or two to read.
You have no editorial control.
I cannot say whether or not they are hits.
You
want
to work for Sirius, of course you can. Are they in heavy rotation?
Rob,
all three.
Some
of them are definitely
How long
rotation.
Has this album been out?
It comes out on Tuesday.
So it's not even out yet, and there's already three hit singles.
Sid,
yes, Sid, that's how
please
good it is.
Don't anger the client.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I just got a call from All That Remains label. They're pulling the library. They're no longer sponsored by All That Remains new album, A War You Cannot Win. That's a free one. That's a freebie.
Is A War You Cannot Win, Rob.
You better give him a few fucking freebies. So what Sid's doing right now.
Speaking the truth.
Jesus. Truth has no place in advertising.
I guess we'll have to listen to the album to figure out whether or not they're hits.
All right.
Oh, good. Bringing it back. Noah's bringing it back to A War You Cannot Win, a new album by All That Remains. That's enough of that. That's enough of that.
Did you just go la, la, la?
I said no. That's enough of that. No. La, la, la. Sounds right. Different. So, Darren, how did you make out of Sandy? Did you make out with Sandy?
No, I have a girlfriend. Stop that.
Is her name Sandy?
Oh, I heard Sandy blows, though. I only had my power go out for 2 hours.
Ooh, rough.
I know. No, I'm not. I'm very thankful. That's why I said only 2 hours. I was very happy. But that was apparently that was done intentionally by the electric company. Like they were overloading. There was a threat of them being overloaded.
Yeah.
And so they intentionally shut the grid down in my area to prevent that from happening. So to prevent it from going out irretrievably.
How did all the Hasidic Jews fire the Shabbos alarm?
Well, it wasn't storming on Friday, I don't think. So it went off normally.
Yeah.
But there was still plenty of Jews in the storm.
They were outside over here. This was like an amusement ride for them. This was like as fun as their life will get. And as exciting to be
the amount of IMA.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. Holding on to their
Why
hats.
Were they outside in your name? First of all, like your name, you don't really live near water. You're pretty far away.
No, but it was blowing pretty bad.
Yeah.
It looked like they were going to fly away in their little payasim and their little...
yeah, and the coats.
Yeah, the coats, like, big stupid coats. Take off like the flying nun in Mary Poppins. Oi!
Did the horn go off like?
But it wasn't the storm yet when that was happening.
Oh,
like I just said 5 seconds ago.
Was there a horn?
There
the
was
alarm,
a horn on
Shabbos.
There was
Shabbos
no horn.
Alarm,
there was
yeah.
no storm horn.
Those.
I don't think they have a storm horn.
That was a storm. The storm. Like we made out well, but your girlfriend did not make out well, right?
Her entire house is. Her basement was completely flooded, and the whole area, which is a couple blocks away from where Rob's parents live, is shut down from power, too.
See, Rob?
She still doesn't have power?
Nope.
Wow, my mom got power.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's staying in Queens, though, with family.
Oh, I was going to say she should stay with Rob's parents.
Oh, they would love that.
They could do a rival podcast.
They think she's a terrorist, probably.
Oh.
No.
The funny thing is,
if they're okay with Rob having lived there, he looks... At least as terroristish.
No, not at all. Rob looks like a white guy.
What are you talking about? What?
No,
Terrorists don't have boobs.
Where are you getting that from? That's where they put the TNT.
Exactly. Terrorists don't have boobs, which is why I do not look like a terrorist. Thank you, Sid.
What? Excuse me?
Saying I have boobs.
He's going with one anti-Rob joke to
yes.
go away from the other Rob
yes,
joke.
Yes, thank you. I'd rather have boobs than
that's my psychological warfare. Where I get him insulting himself.
So Sid is the real terrorist.
He's opting for the lesser of two humiliations.
Sid is a mental terrorist.
It's a dirty bomb. I just put it in your mind.
Sid uses barbs as C4.
That's right.
Pat him down right now.
Jenny doesn't live too far away from my parents, or I'm assuming your girlfriend, and she got power pretty quick. And she's like, "Hey, if your parents want to come to my place and shower or whatever," and I was like,
"To watch them."
And I was like, "Jenny, I am not introducing you to my parents because then they will never stop asking me about you. Like that's it. That's like a whole new narrative of my life that they will need to know about. Like, so how's Jenny? What's going on?
Are you fucking her?
Who is she fucking? Wait, so you two are friends and you're not fucking?
Your parents ask you about your sex life? Your parents want to know intimate details about
my
your
parents,
sex life?
Specifically my mother.
Oh, my God.
And, when I tell her, when I'm like, hey, Mom, you know, that's kind of awkward, and she's like, why? I'm your mother. Yeah, exactly.
Robert, I was on Color Me, and I saw a picture of your friend Yenny.
Yenny.
So the best part about all of this, too, is my dad is probably listening right now.
Oh.
And he's going to go and secondhandedly tell my mother about this, but completely get the story wrong. So then my mom is going to call me up and be like, what were you saying about me? Yeah. Why did you say that I told you to fuck Jenny or something like that?
Hey,
like,
Russian accent, please.
Why did you say that they told you to fuck Jenny?
Your mom wouldn't say fuck. She's a respectful woman.
She
would say it in Russian, though.
She would say it in Russian. She would say ibat.
Yeah. Is that how you say fuck?
Yeah.
Ibat?
Ibat.
She'd probably be more offended that you just said she would curse at you than anything else you said to her.
My mother is a sailor.
In Russian,
well,
though.
She did get here on a boat, right?
Oh,
she took a plane.
You called his mother a wetback. How dare you, Sid?
No, that was you, actually.
Sid implied it.
She swam here.
Yeah.
Sid implied it.
She was on the
boat. Ebat ikas vila.
No, I'm just discuss that.
It was a joke grenade, but I like it.
So yeah, we went to Raw a few weeks ago.
Oh my god,
that was fun. Me, was so Jared, fun. Noah,
it was
Jared.
Fun. I would say to be with you and have fun, but the show was terrible.
The show was pretty terrible. That's what I kind of realized. I want to say, an hour in, like when we were like, oh, we have 2 hours of the show left.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's right. I don't really enjoy watching this that much on television. Being here live is actually worse.
Yeah. Well, Rob leaned into us and he said, it's 9 o'clock. And we were like, yeah. And he says, we can't fast forward this.
We can't fast forward any of this. I usually watch wrestling, like the Raw show. I watch within an hour, I'm done with it. Maybe. Yeah.
It was kind of strange to not have the commentary on.
Yes.
I was trying to listen to what Darren was saying and Rob was saying.
We were trying to do like, because when we used to go to Ring of Honor shows, we used to basically do a running commentary straight
right.
through. But there were interesting things to comment on at right. those shows. At this show, it's just like, and one thing I noticed about it that's so awful, which is worse than TV, I would say, is that they bombard you with fucking ads.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Like
constantly.
That Hot Pockets.
Thank
oh,
my God.
Snoop Dogg. You know the Snoop Dogg song, Drop It Like It's Hot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He redid it. He's involved with it, and now it's Pocket Like It's Hot.
For Hot Pocket.
And the whole rap is about how you put the Hot Pocket in the microwave for 2 minutes, and then like bounce it around.
Like
it's
hot.
Like audio of this?
Yeah,
Pocket Like It's Hot.
There's a full song.
And that wrestler is in it doing that silly dance move where he's like programming the microwave and then like rubbing his belly.
Ugh. Yeah, Brodus Clay.
Yeah, and so they had that like weird lumberjack match, and he was hanging out around the ring in his little tiny shorts. And he had so much cellulite and bruises, it was gross.
Yeah. You don't like that, Noah?
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I gotta do that. It's playing. Okay. Here we go. It's in the microwave. Snoop is putting it in, and here we go.
Eat it up to eat it up.
Yeah. Got to eat this Hot Pocket right here. Yeah. Noah's popping through this music.
Noah's hungry.
Yeah. Hopefully next week we'll get a Hot Pocket library.
Oh, those were hunger spasms, not you dancing.
And they also gave us coupons for Hot Pockets, so I still have my dollar off.
And you didn't buy them yet? What kind of Jew are you?
Supermarket was closed.
Hungry kids in the crib, ma.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Hungry kids in the crib, ma. This is a song about being a fucking pimp and slapping bitches that don't give you money. And now it's about mothers in the suburbs feeding their kids fucking Hot Pockets.
So are you
fuck you!
Are you angrier at Snoop or at the Hot Pockets?
No! Hot Pockets is supposed to do this.
But it's Snoop's fault.
It's Snoop Dogg! How do you sell your song to that?
The original lyric is,
money.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But well, no, the next thing is like, if a bitch get an attitude, then smack her.
Okay, so then
when
what
the
pigs
try to get you,
But then Hot Pockets are like a family product. Shouldn't they be ashamed to be associated
like
with
hot,
a song about
pocket
beating
like
women?
But they're subverting it and making it into
but
a song about Hot Pockets.
But they still paid the guy who
all right, let's say this. Let's say that Hot Pockets is guilty of not being aware of pop culture, let's say.
Okay.
But Snoop Dogg is guilty of a
he's
much bigger...
A sellout, but he's been...
Yes, I know, but it's still enrages
maybe
me.
They
I'm not
promised
having
him,
adjusted to it.
Maybe they promised him a lifetime supplies of Hot Pockets. Wouldn't you sell your soul for that?
No.
Well, if that's all you're eating, then your lifetime's going to be pretty fucking short.
It's fucking Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets are disgusting.
Yeah. Ah, it's like cardboard with like a blob
they're
of
the
worst.
It is.
Worms,
that's what it
worst.
Is. That's how you heat it up.
Hot Pockets are the most disgusting prepackaged food that you can buy in the supermarket.
It's just have pizza rolls.
Just have cardboard. Disgusting. This is the guest lyricist.
Pharrell would not be involved with this. There's somebody else.
Hey, where's that wrestler guy doing his dance? Winners get the meaty meat. Winners get
the cheesy eat. The tag team meal. Oh, there's a whole fucking song.
Yeah, this is a full version.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now sign the prenup. Me and Hot Pockets is never gonna split up. Never gonna split up. You should think about it. Take a second. Come on. I can't. Shut it off.
No, torture Darren. Torture Darren, this is gold.
Yeah! Hot Pocket City! Oh! Pepperoni! It's in the microwave!
Oh, wait, here's the one. Sorry. Here's the one. Here's the shorter version with Brody
okay.
Clay that gives the instructions.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no, that's the blooper.
Hold on. Maybe this one?
The whole thing is a blooper.
By the way, Tranquil Town made a good point. Isn't a lifetime supply of Hot Pockets like $6?
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody call my mama. Buckasaurus coming at you with a hot new dance track. So you better get down and do the Hot Pocket.
Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot. And your munchies get an attitude. Pocket like it's hot. Pocket like it's hot.
Speaking
pocket
of munchies.
Like I've got the pockets in my arms setting off smoke alarms. And I eat them smoking hot because I got it going on.
Go to.
The worst. Okay, enough Hot Pocket product placement. Fuck the Hot Pocket.
Fuck the tomato. No, I don't. Oh man, and I'm not even a Snoop Dogg fan. Like I fucking hate. I'm not like you know. He has a few good songs, but I'm not.
Well,
even...
I mean, what is he supposed to do now with his career? All he knows to do is make rap songs.
So make more rap songs about pimping.
He will. He's beyond just a rapper, though. He's an entertainer. He's a mogul. He's a mogul.
Is he a mogul?
Shame on you, Rob. Stop defending this.
I'm saying he has he has like agents that get him these sort of deals. He wants the stuff.
No. Yeah, how much do you think he got for Hot Pockets in your estimation?
Millions.
A million.
I doubt millions.
I don't think millions. To not only star in the commercial, but have to rewrite the song. I don't know if you
rewrote
it.
Yeah, because
that
was so difficult.
I'm sure someone... But still, like, that's...
I doubt millions.
I'm going to go with Sid. I think it's a lot. I mean, it's more... if he handed me the money,
low
I'd
six
be very
figures,
happy
I'd say.
Like, you're saying he would do this for, like, $100,000?
A few hundred.
Well,
thousand.
Even if he got millions, I mean, it doesn't
A million.
Change.
1 million.
I'd say less.
It could be a million. I'd say that would be on the high end. I don't think millions.
Oh, wait. That's right. Isn't he Snoop Lion now?
He just did that album.
That's only one of your things reggae. He's Snoop,
oh, okay.
Snoop Lion.
Maybe it's Lion, L-Y.
Yeah, Lion.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. Come on, Snoop Dogg. And I don't even... This is from someone that's neutral to you. I'm not even a fan, or do I dislike...
Well, now
Snoop
you're
Dogg,
not neutral anymore.
I feel bad.
Is it
for him.
Worse than Ice Cube?
Feel bad. Why do you feel bad for him?
For his really image, needs... does he really need $2 million?
He doesn't care. What is his image? He could give a
you
shit.
You know how much
right.
weed you could buy $2 million?
It's like
yes.
culture is all about making that money, so he's making that money.
You really? All right, listen, but it's like douche chills. It's like
I don't.
Come on,
I think
don't
as long as there's money involved, I don't think. That factors in, really.
Oh, I agree. I don't, from his perspective, yeah. I see it as, I feel like just that's so embarrassing to be rapping about Hot Pockets.
Oh, yeah, of course, but.
Rob shaking his head. No, like, because.
No. For someone with artistic integrity.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
Yes,
Snoop Dogg doesn't give a shit.
I agree. No, obviously, he did a Hot Pockets commercial. Yeah. He doesn't give a shit. I just.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't process it.
He's got child support to pay. Come on.
Darren.
He has like four sons, all of whom are massive potheads, whose pot habit he has to support.
He's got $100 billion in the bank. Come on. He needs a Hot Pocket commercial.
He could always use a little more.
Yep. He's not Ric Flair with eight divorced wives that want
Darren, you just need a Hot Pocket.
Listen. But listen, if Martha Stewart does a Hot Pocket, okay, fine. Yeah, it's Martha Stewart. Her image does not conflict with doing a Hot Pocket.
Martha Stewart has an image of class.
Martha Stewart, yeah, would never do a Hot Pocket ad.
But wouldn't you say that's more in line with her than like a Snoop? Like,
no.
All right, come on.
No, because Martha Stewart's all about quality living.
I bet Snoop Dogg has eaten way more Hot Pockets than Martha Stewart.
Yeah, and also, you got to figure the demographics. Martha Stewart's audience are more affluent women.
Housewives.
Yeah, they're not going to be buying Hot Pockets.
You're missing my point
Snoop
completely.
Snoop Dogg's audience are, look, let's be honest, low income people. People with low incomes.
Uh-huh.
And
so
college
it's like,
students.
Or young people. Like, yeah, it's just people who would be more prone to buy Hot Pockets. So from a purely marketing perspective, from Hot Pockets' point of view, it's a total win.
There is. Oh, I know. I'm not saying either one of them is wouldn't take the money, clearly. I'm just saying that it's funny to me when you hear a song that's about pimping and slapping whores around. And then it becomes a Hot Pocket.
Well, I just think it reflects worse on Hot Pockets than on Snoop.
It reflects poorly on both.
They're both total douche nozzles.
Yeah,
how about
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I've been trying to say this whole time.
You never see Lean Pockets getting better than a character like that.
Rob, is it true? There's a rumor in the chat that you're jealous you didn't get that much for All That Remains. Is that true?
We definitely did not get anywhere near six figures.
And by the way, that rumor was started by Bacala Destroyer. Is that true? I don't know. Could be.
Once again, I'd like to thank All the Remains, A War You Cannot Win.
By the way, Eazy-E died from AIDS, not eating too many hot pockets. Josh Groban, don't start spreading false rumors.
The other thing about this week that was great was Donald Trump is both my most favorite and...
What was the first thing that was great? The hurricane?
Yeah. You said the other thing about this week that was great.
Another thing I meant.
Yeah. But what was the first thing?
The hurricane?
The fact that you got internet back in an hour?
Yeah, getting internet back. That's it. Donald Trump really excelled in these trying times. His Twitter account is phenomenal.
This is funny.
Let me just find this. So, of course, last week before the hurricane, he offered Obama $5 million. To show college records? What was it?
Yeah, to show proof
passports.
Before he went to college.
Yeah.
So because of the hurricane, hold on.
Holding.
Because of the hurricane, Trump was like, due to the conditions of the hurricane, I have extended my $5 million offer for charity.
Donald Frenstein.
To happen till noon tomorrow.
Oh, good. So is it going to happen? What do you think?
Then he's like, the president has it till tomorrow noon. Looking like he won't be doing it. What is he hiding? I'm not hearing much from Obama or his administration about my $5 million offer to charity or to which charity the money will go. It's like, you extortionist fuck.
He could just donate
that
to charity.
Yeah, why
couldn't
he just be a good
just
person
donate.
To donate it?
How many people have to die before Obama accepts this challenge?
Yeah. I could just see him outside of like an orphanage just waving around.
Not one Trump building, even those along the Hudson River, lost power. A testament to quality systems and construction.
Or
paying off Con Ed.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and this is good. Maybe Obama should donate my $5 million to the families of the 17 who have lost loved ones during the storm.
Or he could just do it.
Question
himself.
Mark?
Yeah.
Hold on. then he went off on like the media and Bette Midler.
Is he still with Bette Midler? Bette Midler made fun of his hair.
Her and 8 million other people.
Right, he picked on her. He said what a fat whore she is.
God.
And everything. What exactly did he say?
Hold
about
on, I'm finding it.
He said she was fat and ugly, whatever.
But, like,
over and over and over, yeah, like 8,000 times.
It's the new Rosie O'Donnell for him.
Which, to be fair, like, why, it's like a cliche at this point to pick on his hair, you know? I'd get kind of sick of it, too.
Mm. He should just change his hair.
But, well, I mean, go bold. Why with the toupee? Why?
Something.
Because it gives him character.
Here's a good one. Many people are saying that my challenge to Obama is having a huge negative effect on his poll numbers. I agree. Uh-huh. And then, now grotesque Bette Midler is into the Trump act. Trying to become relevant again. And then, I never liked Bette Midler's persona or singing, and I haven't heard her name in years. But whenever she sees me, she kisses my ass. She's disgusting, tagged at Bette Midler. And then, Bette Midler talks about my hair, but I'm not allowed to talk about her ugly face or body, so I won't.
What a pig!
I can't even say. Hold on, let me try to say that
Does
without
he really
laughing.
Run his own Twitter? Do you think he'll be like an intern?
Bette Midler talks about my hair, but I'm not allowed to talk about her ugly face or body. That's such a great insult.
For a 5-year-old.
No, I think it's
like when you're in elementary school and you get in trouble for saying something mean to a girl in your class.
Look, I won't say that she's an ugly, horrendous cow, all right? Maybe this hurricane will blow Bette Midler's ugly, fat-ass face into something passably attractive.
Oh, here's another good one.
While Bette Midler is an extreme...
written by Gilbert Gottfried, clearly.
Oh, no.
All right.
While Bette Midler is... Come on, stop it.
It's just the same line, but I'm tape.
Better, okay.
While Bette Midler is an extremely unattractive woman, I refuse to say that because I always insist on being politically correct.
What?
When Bette Midler was born, the doctor slapped her ugly mother.
Did Bette Midler reply?
No. Why would she reply?
Before Star Jones begged me to put her on The Apprentice, she was professionally dead.
Who? Wait, Star Jones or Bette Midler?
Star Jones.
I saved her tiny career. Now she knocks my offer on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm. Star Jones is still like a thing? I guess. I don't know. He has to pedally attack anybody that says anything. He probably has a Google alert.
Well, what else does he do? He runs bankrupt companies. What does Star Jones do? Does she actually do anything besides eat?
She's just a pool of skin.
Oh.
Skin.
Many people walked out on Madonna's concert when she told them to vote for Obama. Years ago, I walked out because the concert was terrible.
Oh, wait. Bacala Destroyer wants to know if I would bang Star Jones. I am in a relationship, but even if I was... I have to preface all these questions with I'm in a relationship. However, if I was single, not with someone else's dick, would I
what
fuck
if she,
Star Jones?
What if she offered you free legal advice?
We're talking about now in exchange for things? No, it would take a lot more than that. It would take the same amount Snoop Dogg got for Hot Pocket for me to bang Star Jones.
She'd want
Listen,
Hot Pockets.
You're asking me, do I find her attractive? The answer is absolutely not. That's a bad smell. That looks like some swamp ass.
But she's such a nice person.
No, she's not. She's not even a nice person. That's one thing. When someone's fat and disgusting, at least if they have some character, you know?
Would you fuck Bette Midler's fat, ugly face?
I wouldn't fuck Bette Midler, but I do at least find her personality engaging.
So you'd go out to lunch with
and
her.
I think she's a good actress, at least.
You'd have brunch.
Yeah, she's talented. I'd have a schmear. I locked in a vagal with some schmear with Bette Midler, with a little Bette Midler. Some convo. Coffee clutch. But not attractive. Maybe, listen, when she was like 30, she wasn't hideous.
Yeah, when she was dressing up like a mermaid with her tits out.
And in Hocus Pocus.
In what movie was
Hocus
she in?
Hocus Pocus.
Was she in Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
In the late 90s.
Yeah.
She was already a grandma by then, no. I'm talking like when she used to do musical performances and Katie Sagal was one of her backup singers. Like,
yes, you
she
know.
Was all slutty.
Yeah, she had her titties out.
And raunchy.
She wasn't unattractive. Yeah. But she's like a Long Island Yenta. I grew up around that. It's more like seems momish, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my mother's not
like a slutty
that.
Mom.
Yeah, like an older, not a would say a
like
milk.
a cougar.
She's like a cougar. But Star Jones, no, absolutely not.
Remember this.
Oh.
Obama wants to raise taxes. Mitt Romney wants to lower taxes.
For me.
Need I say more?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's
okay.
It.
No, you do not need to say more ever. Ever.
Stop
Please
saying
stop
things.
Stop saying things, yes.
The Trump Tower atrium is such a great place and kept thousands of people warm and safe during the storm. Thanks, staff.
Not inviting anybody, but just,
if
hey, all the rich people here.
Yeah.
To everyone in New York. Who used my big toupee as an umbrella? You're welcome.
The invoice is on the way.
Another great cause Obama could send my $5 million donation to is a charity for 9/11 first responders.
Hair Club for Men.
They are American heroes.
Okay. All right.
Bold statement.
Yeah, he's really going way out on a limb. Yeah.
Oh, here's a really random one. I never fall for scams. I am the only person who immediately walked out of my Ollie G interview.
Yeah.
What? Why'd you agree to it in the first place?
Wait, but when was this tweet made?
5 days ago.
What the, does that have to do with anything?
Ali G is still interviewing people, or he's talking about something that happened 8 years ago?
He's just talking about something that happened 8 years ago.
I don't fall for things, as clearly evidenced by this thing that happened 10 years ago.
I'm much faster to judge people by the way they look. I saw that guy with his chains and his rap accent, and I walked right out of there.
I'm a good judge of character. Yeah.
Why does Obama believe he shouldn't comply with record releases that his predecessors...
Yeah, like All That Remains. Did. They comply with releasing their record on Tuesday.
Don't correct your speech. You're Trump. He gets things wrong. That's
predecessors fine. Of their own. Well, like, how does he even say it? Romney doesn't. Like, Romney didn't release his record. I love this completely one-sided.
Because Romney is not a dusky, swarthy African gentleman like Obama is. That's why. So he's clearly white. He must have been born here. Is it Romney's parents half Mexican or something?
No, his dad lived in Mexico for a while. But
he's a Mexican.
Huh? Yeah. So he could bang lots of different women.
Is that really true? Why? I didn't know why.
He's Mormon.
Wow.
They outlawed him in the United States, so he went down there.
That's see what they do to Mormons. They make them leave the country.
Go to Mexico. Can marry lots of broads.
So, any more good ones?
Obama is now standing in a puddle acting like a president. Give me a break. Like, what can he do to please you, Donald Trump?
Not like Bush, who fucking went and stood on top of rubble and dead bodies on 9/11. That was presidential.
Right.
Yep. It's
because he was wearing jeans when he did it.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Real man, born in the USA.
From 1954 to 1960, there were 10 major hurricanes that hit the East Coast. Do you believe Al Gore is blaming global warming for the hurricane?
What fucking planet does he live on?
Trump Towers.
Let's continue to destroy the competitiveness of our factories and manufacturing so we can fight mythical global warming. China is so happy.
What a time. Like, right after the worst fucking destructive storm we've had in about 60 years in the city.
Yeah.
He's now going to say global warming is not real.
You know the world is crazy when New York gets hit by a hurricane and Florida doesn't.
Yeah.
Try to veal. Like, what is he? These punchlines are terrible.
What the fuck?
You know things are going good when Donald Trump is doing these types of material bits.
Mm-hmm. Material bits?
Material. He has 1.7 million followers. I wonder how many of them are ironic followers.
Most.
I don't know.
Like following him to see, I guess there are a lot of right wingers.
Maybe he just paid for those, like Nelson Torres.
Nobody knows who that is.
I know. I like to drop an inside reference here. Well, you can Google it.
The election is this week. Is everybody going to vote?
Yeah.
Is it this week? Yeah, it is this week.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
I'm going to vote. But because of New York already being wrapped up for Obama, I'm voting for a different candidate.
Would you care to share? Is it Romney? Yeah.
No.
Roseanne?
Romney. Yes. I'm voting for Bette Midler's ugly face.
Her fat ugly face.
No, I'm voting for Jill Stein of the Green Party.
Oh, yeah. I was going to vote for her. I would have to. I'm still registered to vote in my parents' district, so I just don't want to go down there. But
no, you just have to call. There. You have to call and they give you a number that you take with you, and then you go to your local... voting location.
That's
you
only
give
if you're
number.
A citizen.
I was born in this country, you asshole. You're not. You weren't even born in this country.
I know, but I don't lie about it. What are you hiding, Rob? What are you paying?
I will produce my birth certificate at the end of the show.
Where is Trump to get on your ass?
He's picking the wrong battles. He needs to pick something that he can win.
Wow. No, but if I lived in a state that was to be decided, I would vote for Obama, obviously.
Yeah.
but just to make a political.
What if Obama loses New York by one vote?
He won't.
How would you feel?
Obama's going to win the entire election by a gazillion votes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's going to be a total
landslide.
The Koch
brothers own or make voting machines in all these states. That's
fair enough. That is a fair point.
I don't know. Ballot rigging.
How is there, like, in today's society, with all the technology
in
today's
society,
we have,
because having the most money buys you whatever the fuck you want.
Yes.
And they have the most money.
You know, in Canada, they do everything by paper. Everything you mark on a little piece of paper, you punch out a hole or something or whatever, you hand it in, everything's counted by hand. There's not one single electronic interference from any electronic machines or anything. It's just paper and pencil.
But can't paper just disappear?
Yeah,
you smoke it right off.
They
Why are we doing that?
They don't use paper, Sid. What are you talking about? Right. No easy wires in this studio. Jeez. Get with the program. Actually, I'm wrong. You're smoking a joint right now.
No, Rob, you idiot.
Rob, did you roll that up and light it and as soon as I said that just to prove me wrong in like 1 second?
Yes.
Rob lit it and then proceeded to move his to push his head into the pop filter on the microphone.
Because I really did not see this joint. It came out as
we were smoking.
Some
yeah. We've been smoking for like 20
you're just
minutes.
Hiding.
Well, I was locked into the show. I'm doing
you were too busy screaming about Hot Pockets.
Yeah, you're being incredulous about Snoop Dogg.
I was actually practicing for when I have to do a live read in about 10 minutes. I want to get it right. You know, they pay a lot of money for those.
So, yeah, I felt really, really guilty this week just because I didn't feel any suffering. But I donated some clothes, so I'm all right now. I'm cool.
What did you give away?
All my old metal shirts.
Your stained shirt.
There's going to be all these fat Italian dudes in Rockaway just with, like, Joffre
They're
gonna Cowboy.
They're going to be like, man, these shirts are really loose on us.
These JNCOs fit really good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your collar, your choke collar.
And they have the same mayo stains that my old pants had. It's great.
Now I got a stained pants and a stained shirt.
Did you donate that fishnet dress you bought for your costume?
Oh, that was great.
I threw that out.
I'm sure everyone's seen this already. Just in case you didn't see this, Rob was Danzig for Halloween.
It was a very, very poor rendition. I was tall Danzig. I wore a fishnet shirt.
Yeah, you just look like a tranny, really.
And then I had, yeah,
it's true.
A cross-dresser.
A cross-dresser.
But a very
tranny
manly.
Is not PC.
Look, can I say, to give you credit, you look like a tranny who's not pulling it off.
Thank you.
Okay.
You just need
a cross. That would be a cross-dresser. A tranny is someone who's trying to look like a girl. Cross-dresser just
cross-dresser.
Likes to wear.
Excuse me. I don't know the terminology.
This is why I'm here to educate you, Darren.
Okay, thanks.
Your costume needed better support for your movies.
Yeah. I let it all loose.
Should have put you in a corset.
And I really gave up after.
Were your nips poking out of the fishnet?
No, I wore a tank over it.
Lame.
I initially was just going to wear a fishnet.
You gotta bust the nips.
The thing is, though, when I went to buy this, I just wanted a male fishnet shirt.
How'd that go when you went to buy it?
I didn't realize. No, it was in the circus. I waited till the absolute last minute. And I didn't realize how awkward it would be until the moment I was in the store asking for
a fishnet dress.
No, for a shirt. It was like
it's Halloween. They know.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, but then the only thing in the store that would fit Rob was a woman's fishnet dress.
The thing, yeah.
So
I went
how
to
do
the,
they sell that?
Well,
to
here
you?
We go. I went to the West Village into like those sex shops, and I was just like, "Hey, do you guys have a male fishnet shirt?" And they had like fishnet tanks. I was like, "No, I need a full shirt."
Did you say tank top?
A fishnet tank.
He's been
top.
Reading a lot of Cosmo.
Yeah.
There's fishnet tanks. They're going to walk out with an aquarium when you leave.
The artillery museum. The
fishnet wife beater. Is that better, Sid? Is that more of your
just
alley?
Just say a tank top.
Sid's very offended by abbreviating things.
Yes.
All right?
By breathe.
Laziness.
Yeah, don't do
whatever.
Don't breathe.
The more
whatever.
Abbreviating you do, the more time that leaves for us to play music, and I'd rather we fill that up without talking.
No
so
breathes
we, yeah.
for play. Oh, sorry, Sid. Sorry, I said.
Say it again, and it balances out. If you say
so then,
a short thing twice.
I went to like another one, and then she was like, "No, but if you get a fishnet dress, it'll fit you like a shirt." I said, "That's a great idea."
Oh boy! And not, little did you know, it wasn't.
No, because the fishnets were really, really loose. Because it's like the person on the cover is this like busty.
you know, porn star type looking woman. And so
sell yourself short, Rob. Come on.
I wasn't on the cover of this fucking thing. So when I put it on, it's just like, okay, way too much of my chest is being revealed now, because that's the point of the female version of the shirt.
What if they only had a bodysuit left? Would you have bought a bodysuit?
I should have just bought a Danzig shirt. I don't know why I went for the – I think it was good for the shock value.
Danzig shirts?
Yeah, because I also had a box of kitty litter. That's, I think, what brought the whole costume together.
Yeah.
That was really
no bricks. No bricks.
I should have. I didn't think that far ahead, but the kitty litter
you
was much easier.
Too lazy to carry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Around.
You'd have to do physical.
Yeah,
I barely carried the kitty litter around, let alone a brick.
Well, a good time was had by all. What was Frank's costume again?
Frank went as Mortise. He just had like a Pinocchio nose and looked like a like an elf or a I don't know.
Who understood what the costume was without him telling them? How many people?
I heard one person.
One person?
Accurately call it
I feel
out.
Like our friend Greg would know, but that would be it.
He wasn't there.
The fuck, his invite got lost in the mail?
Maybe he had something else he wanted to do.
Like anything? That's what I did that night.
Bacalao Destroyer says, Rob is too sexy for a shirt. It's true, I was getting a lot of attention for all the skin I was showing.
Rob, why don't you read the comment right below that?
Too sexy.
No, below that.
Washing my sheets because they smell like snatch. Schenkel gave 3 orgasms to a broad last night.
Really?
Schenkel
yeah,
found...
he was bragging about his new moves also.
What? What's the new move?
I wish he would call in and tell us.
Yeah,
Schenkel, tell us about
or
your...
Or at least put a Facebook link in the chat so we could see what this girl looks like that was willing to let you give her 3 orgasms or something. Or tell you that you gave her.
I'd like to see a picture of her, too.
He got her from the same store that Rob got her.
There was a big woman in that store who sold me that fishnet.
Really? Star Jones big?
Gosh. A healthy woman, let's say that.
Is there a swamp ass any going on there?
I didn't investigate. 646-929-1357. If you don't have any power, call us up. Let us know.
Or any cell phone juice.
Yeah. If cell phone service is out in your area, give us a call. 646-929-1357. All right. We're going to take a music break. Quick.
Say some abbreviations.
We're going to take an MB. Right. And we'll BRB with some more LOLs.
Whatever.
On the shiz.
Hmm?
I don't know. Okay. All of these. Have the word storm in them or something. It's funny. Here's Send the Death Storm by the Red Court.
Yeah. Hi, this is Dave Hill from Show Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
Yeah.
This is Chuck Blandington. I apologize if my announcements haven't been up to par lately. My dumbass neighbor has been moving bricks around his yard and screaming motherfucker at the top of his lungs all night. I haven't slept in a week. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Sid is hoping Shaw notices him noticing him and drawing a pretty heart with crayons. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
Thank you.
The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by A War You Cannot Win. The new studio album from All That Remains features the hits Stand Up, You Can't Fill My Shadow, and What If I Was Nothing. Pre-order it now on iTunes. Go!
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection Livecast. Here we go.
I do actually like all of those songs. They're in my playlist.
They're hits.
They're all the big hits.
Were they covered by Chromeo?
Obscura was definitely covered by Chromeo. Let's go backwards through the playlist. That was Obscura with Ocean Gateways. Before that was Disfear with Live the Storm. Before them was Hate Eternal with Bringer of Storms.
Nice.
There was a burp in there.
Serious.
And we kicked off the break with the Red Chord, Send the Death Storm. I keep the burps to myself on Sirius, but I let them out unfiltered here on the Metal Injection Livecast. This is raw. This is raw broadcast.
Sure, it smells like it.
By the way, I was reminded about while you were just staring at your phone for the entire break that my girlfriend pointed out to me how impressed she is that she posts a picture and mm-hmm. you immediately like it, like 1 second later.
I guess we have the same phone clock. We both check our
always.
Phones at the same time.
Always.
I just think that's awesome that you made her feel, you know, like her photos were liked.
Well, I don't like all of them right away. I like the last one that she posted right away because she posted it right away when I checked my phone. But I always like her pictures because I want her to know that I approve.
Oh, that's good.
Noah is using Instagram to win over the love of your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Be careful, Darren.
Oh, wait, you mean
she's so cute?
She is really adorable. But you mean you approve of the picture she put up or of her? I didn't.
Wait,
you just
did
said
I say?
I want her to know that I approve. You mean like you approve of?
No, of her pictures.
Okay, all right.
Because they make me laugh.
Oh, all right, cool.
I mean, I approve her for you too. Not that you need my approval.
Yeah,
but
that's what I thought you were saying. Like you're
so
approving.
You approve.
You're approving of her liking the picture.
Yes. I'm showing her that I like that she likes you by liking her Instagram photos.
Okay.
She left one of my favorite Instagram comments ever on when I found a copy of Booger T's Booker T's autobiography at Sirius, and I posted a photo of it. And then she wrote, I made it through that book with the greatest of ease, dog.
Yeah.
Which is the line that Booker T uses.
She's obsessed with Booger T.
Good stuff.
Remember when Booker T was looking at, he was the GM and he's looking at those x-rays? Like he's this fucking King Solomon looking at X-rays, like trying to decide whether or not to ban the brogue kick.
My favorite thing about Booker T is there was some debate or something that he was moderating, and he was reading tweets. He had to read tweets off the Titantron, and he fucked up.
Yeah, he can't read.
He would mess up grammar. He would like stutter a little bit.
Roger's thesaurus, we're coming for you, nigga.
How many times has he been hit on the head? Maybe it's just like
right.
a part of the degenerative.
A lot of wrestlers can talk, though. They can read. You know, they're not geniuses, but I mean, they can read. I think he's just a dummy. He was in jail. I mean, that's the whole book's about.
Mm. So is Malcolm X. What are you trying to say?
He studied after he got out of jail and became smart. He wasn't smart in jail.
If you're Booker T and you're listening right now, give us a call, 646-929-1357. On a more serious note, earlier this week, metal community.
That was a good segue. Why do you have to make it awkward? Now that we talk about this completely different thing.
Right, I'm sorry, Darren. New segue.
I don't have anything either. I'm just criticizing you.
No. Go ahead.
All right. Well, unlike Booker T, who knows how to ride a motorcycle.
Oh, he knows how to take a hit.
Okay. I will.
Unlike Booker T, who has a protective shield of dreadlocks around his head.
I will segue. You're terrible.
All right, I'm sorry.
I approve of that, Darren.
Thank you. Did you like it on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Immediately.
Yeah. Too far.
Well, go ahead.
Too far.
I just wanted her attention, okay?
Yeah. Mitch Lucker.
No, I've said that
guys,
totally positive.
Guys, I'm moving on here. Seriously.
I don't care about that. All right, I'm sorry, guys.
No, the frontman of Suicide Silence, Mitch Lucker, was killed in a motorcycle accident a few days ago, and Mitch actually came on the show. Yeah.
Second lead singer that's been on the show and then died.
That's a stat. Immediately when I told Sid about this, that was the first thing that he thought.
Sid makes connections really fast. He's
a big fan of baseball. He's a statistician in his own
right.
It's a stat.
Watch out, Dave Rocky.
Well, he was on Death or No Death, which I eventually wound up feeling bad. Then I realized anyone could, you know, be on that show and die, too.
Everyone who's been on that show will eventually die.
Yeah, so I started feeling, I thought I'm being silly, you know, but it's just a little ironic.
Oh, so you took his death personally because of the game?
I don't want anyone to die. I just thought it was a weird...
It was crazy, yeah. It was completely shocking to me because it was like, wait a minute.
It's random.
Yeah, like how this guy, like, I just... 5 minutes before I found out that he died, I did a post, like a Halloween costume roundup
post. I liked his picture on Instagram.
No, seriously.
And I was like, oh my God, I just liked his picture.
Yeah,
maybe it's because he was checking his phone. And
if you weren't so fast at doing that all the time, you wouldn't have had that conflict. You just waited 6 minutes.
So it was totally crazy. And then a bunch of news came out about it. He is a very public person. He shared like a lot of his life. He was very active on Instagram, as Noah mentioned, and on Twitter and Facebook. And there's tons of photos of his motorcycle. He just got a new Harley Davidson. And one of the scariest things, though, was that he was bragging about a helmet that he just ordered that wasn't DOT certified, which means that DOT, whatever.
Department of Transportation.
Okay.
Why was it DOT
certified?
Capitalization doesn't affect Rob.
There was no dots.
There were no polka dots.
There were no dots on the helmet.
Yeah, there are. They're right there. One, two, three. I can see dots.
Okay, fine.
But how do you know he was wearing that particular helmet? He said he ordered it. Maybe it's
That photo was from like 2 months ago. And then there's a photo with him wearing that helmet.
With
right
dot
on
it.
He's moving.
It's
you can't tell. You can't tell it's that helmet.
Okay.
What are you doing right now?
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I am ruffling Rob's feathers.
You're the Johnny Cochran of death metal.
I'm sure if we go through his Instagram account, I could show you 10 photos of him.
And they're all liked by Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you like. These are all photos you've seen before.
You enabled his death by supporting his bad helmet decision.
If the dot don't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there was a candlelight vigil.
Vigil. It was a vigil, too.
I cannot speak today. I'm very Donald Trump-esque. Yes, today, Darren. Today, on this day.
All right, settle down.
There was a vigil, and his wife said that he was drinking. Thanks, Noah. Welcome to the show. This is the live cast, and we were brought to you today by...
Okay, I'm not going to laugh at your jokes anymore. Forget it.
Well, someone's laughing.
You just lost your biggest fan, Rob.
I love the way we're handling this topic
just
so sensitively.
We're murdering this. Oh, that's the best. We should move on.
No, but off the air, Noah said that she was skeptical about some of the reports that came out about this, and I want to know why.
Oh, yeah, that his wife was saying during the vigil that he was drinking before he left. Uh-huh. So
why do you find this...
She's lying.
Well, it's all speculation.
From someone who lives with him and is his wife and has no reason to lie about that.
You never know what was going on in their personal lives. And until I see the toxicology report, especially as a reporter, you can't write that he died because he was...
I never wrote that.
He just wrote what the wife said.
I just transcribed what she said during the candlelit
vigil. Also, I'm thinking like insurance-wise, she stands to probably lose a lot of money if he's found to have been drunk, right? Like,
yeah.
So why would she say that? It would only hurt her.
And to
maybe she's not that right.
My headline was, could Suicide Silence frontman Mitch Lucker's death been avoided?
I don't know. Somewhere I read that you
clearly
were
yes.
Like skewing it.
Wait, where did you read this? What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't
you
memorize
read,
this
you
article.
Read, you read articles that criticize Metal Injection?
Huh?
No, she is criticizing. Is it because on Metal, like on the Facebook I wrote, that alcohol might have been involved?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that.
It was clearly involved.
Okay. I said that he was drinking the night of his fatal accident.
How do you know that?
Because his wife said he was drinking before he left the house.
Why would she lie? She's even smiling. Look, come on.
No, but you're asking how I knew that. Like, I didn't. Yeah, it's not like I was saying Mitch was drunk the moment he hit the tree. I didn't say
that. It was a light pole.
That is your mind making the connection.
I guess I'm getting into your mind. But it's your fault.
But if you actually read the article.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding, Rob. Relax.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I'm just trying to defend my point of view because I definitely hear this, like, that sometimes my headlines are too, like, grabby or whatever. But it's like, well, read the article. Like, the headline is supposed to entice you to click on it.
It's a tease.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What song is it?
The Matlock theme. Yeah. Come on.
I thought it was Night Court.
Yeah, I could have.
It's the Suicide Girls
right.
B-side.
It's the cover.
But I feel really bad for his daughter and his wife. He, like, even on the show, his daughter called in to, like, say that she missed him.
Can we play that now just to get all the little tweens that listen to our podcast to cry?
No.
Come on, cue it up.
It's sad. I don't.
I think, you know, that to me is the saddest part.
Yeah.
Because while he was here, yeah, she called him on the show. Also, when we were off the air, he was just talking about her or talking to her. So
he loved
really
her so much that he went out on his bike drunk with an unprotective helmet.
Huh.
That's a lot of love for your family.
That's a fair point.
You got to think about this shit. Don't be a moron.
He's also, he was only 28. He's probably just really immature.
28?
Yeah.
Not that young.
I mean, I'm saying 28 is young and immature. I don't know. It's kind of like... He's in a band. He's one of, you know, he's that kind of, you know, that's what it is.
Someone on the Metal Injection Facebook posted, like, when you posted the article about could the death have been avoided, someone commented, of course he was driving drunk. He's a rock star. That's what they do, like, defending him because rock stars should be allowed to drive drunk. My number one comment to that was, he was a rock star, really?
Well,
okay.
he was a rock. No,
we don't have to insult the guy.
They were.
He's in a rock band.
Of all the searches we get on Metal Injection, they are second only to Slipknot in the amount of searches.
How does that make you feel, Rob?
That's fine with me. That's what
whatever it makes the money.
Yeah, you're indiscriminate, but I mean,
I like Slipknot. I have nothing against Slipknot. I like Suicide Silence. I mean, I've definitely not listened.
They're right behind Psyopus. In your iTunes list.
Sid just gave the best look. I wish we caught that on camera.
That was me swallowing down a million different things.
I'm not.
Your eyes
say.
Rolled so far. I might as well roll bowl the 300 game at the alley.
I definitely liked their first two albums. I've kind
of the
not
of the, first
the,
two
the Cleansing and No Time to Bleed.
No
I
Time
believe.
To what?
Bleed.
Sid wouldn't know if he just read something
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
That second one is jokes to be made, but I will refrain out of respect.
You just made the joke by doing that.
That's what I do. That's how I do that.
Passive aggressive bastard.
Plausible deniability.
Oh, Bacala Destroyer has hacked in and found the top three most searched for terms on our site. One, Slipknot. Two, Suicide Silence. Three, Noah Bikini Pics.
That's down to three this week.
I was my cut.
Because of the guy dying, that's down to three.
Right. What is that?
Because in the studio, we have the TV on with the sound off, and a Jewish guy.
Shmuley Botiak.
Running for...
Values voice in Congress.
Yeah, he's... Oh, Congress. I thought he was running for
Shmuley
State
Botiak.
Senate.
I'm going to look him up.
Is that Hollywood rabbi?
Oh, he's a rabbi.
He's Mindy Mayer with a beard.
Rabbi Shmuley Botiak is an American Orthodox rabbi, author, TV host, and public speaker. Botiak is the author of Kosher Sex, A Recipe for Passion.
Can we get a book so we can review it on the show?
Oh, wow. I really want to read that book.
Ugh.
I got to ask you, do you want someone making decisions in Washington whose name is Shmuley and didn't change it?
Shmuley. No, he changed it. It used to be Jeff.
And by the way, Shmuley is like the nickname of Shlomo, I think.
Shmuel. Shmuel is his real name.
Shmuel.
What? Jews have... Some of the weirdest combinations of consonants.
Shmuley Botiak.
Just that sound is just intense.
Shankleton says Shmuley Botiak looks like the chick he banged last night.
That's not a surprise.
No wonder you gave her three orgasms.
Come on, Shankleton. We want
Shankleton,
the
we want the info.
Statistics. Call us up.
646-929-1357.
Oh, I think this is an ad.
What?
For Schmooley.
It's probably the one that was just on television.
Washington is broken.
Right.
We spend too much, borrow too much, tax too much. But
taxes you want. A Shylock is complaining about people borrowing money?
Yeah.
Come on, Schmooley. Get
rid of it. I don't think Shylock is an appropriate term.
He isn't going to fix any of these problems. Better values.
Our
will.
Word.
I'm yeah. Rabbi Schmooley, and I'm running for Congress.
I'm We're Rabbi Schmooley. He's not even Shmuley Botiach anymore.
He's just, I'm Rabbi Shmuley.
That's what it says in the voting booth. It's
Rabbi Shmuley.
Barack Obama.
Shmuley, comma, rabbi.
Shmuley, comma, rabbi.
Like hard work, service, stability, and sacrifice.
I'm very passionate.
I believe in lower taxes, school choice, and strong state.
That's
marriage.
One thing with the school choice. That's the Jews are all about the school
values.
Choice.
What does that mean?
It means you get vouchers. They don't want any public schools. So and like as a
everything needs to be privatized.
Yeah, everything needs to be privatized. So they're going to give out vouchers so that people could choose what school to go to. So everyone gets to go to public
school. But then what if everybody chooses the same school? Then they're fucked.
Whatever, you know, it's not very well thought out.
Exactly.
It's basically it's designed to get people to not be have access to good schools except people with money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how, you know, that's what the Jews want. They've been barraging my home phone, which I still have a home phone in addition to my cell phone because I like to receive spam calls through that, you know.
You should just record a call and we'll play it on the show.
It's over by now. I mean, it's, you know, it's going to be Election Day Tuesday, but they, oh my God, they're all with the school choice and the gay agenda.
They're all with the...
Yeah, the gay agenda. They're
the
all
gay
with...
agenda called you?
No. I mean, they're, oh, it's the they're first thing out of the mouth. Oh. It's the gay agenda. The gay
what
agenda.
Is the gay agenda?
They want freedom to marry and they want, you know, they want the freedom to adopt children.
Children.
They might touch
to
children.
Them.
Yeah. They, you know, come on.
Rather those kids be in foster homes than in a loving home.
The children that straight people throw away.
Yeah. I should have brought, they send these mailings, you know, like flyers. And you would, like, you look at it, it's like a rainbow and two men holding hands. Mm-hmm. And it says, so-and-so, the opponent's name, wants to have gay marriage, you know, allow gay marriage. You would think it's like a pro...
it's a completely benign photo.
Yeah, no, you would think it's like the opponent sending this out if it was a normal neighborhood.
Right.
Like to convince you to vote for him because it was everything good. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're telling you this guy sucks because of this.
Yeah.
That was great. I'll bring it next week and show you.
Okay.
Well, I'll put it on the Facebook
page. There's another.
Hi, I'm Rabbi Shmuley, candidate for Congress in New Jersey's 9th Congressional District. I look a little bit different than the average candidate. This facial
all
hair.
Jews do
my
that.
Friends, you can't
yeah, but you don't hear all the details.
Have it. Vote for the man with the beard. Think about all the great American leaders that have so inspired and lifted this nation. Abraham Lincoln was considered to be our greatest president by historian and layman alike. Whiskers,
I will
beard,
be like him.
I think not.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Grant, leading this nation to the end of the
leading
Civil
this War nation.
Years. James Garfield.
What do you want? I should be like Clinton?
He has no idea who these people are. They
and
don't
really,
teach that
it's
in
like,
yeshiva.
How about you trim your beard a little? You know, like, make even it out. All of these people, what they have in common is they have a very nicely kempt beard.
A lot of great people have that beard.
A lot of...
Hey! Play that again, please. It's like a
John Lennon, not an American either. But a lot of great people have that beard. There are people who are not American who are great men because they're bearded. Jesus.
The fuck?
Jesus had a beard, too. My friends, would you really choose, as your congressman, someone who every morning lathers up his face and takes a play at great personal risk rather than putting the needs of the nation before him? I have never looked into that mirror in the morning.
I feel
with
better
any
about
kind
never
of
shaving.
Foam. No, not for me.
He really speaks.
It is the clean, shaven living. Vote on November 6th for the man with the beard.
Aye. Oof. At least he has a sense of humor.
He's Jewish.
Yeah.
We're getting a call from Leroy.
What?
Hello.
Hello?
I say good day to you, sir.
Good day, Leroy. Where are you calling from?
How do you know this is
Leroy? You want a piece of me? Because I'll cut you, bitch.
Is this like the Hindu Chuck Blandington
yeah,
that's going
so.
On here?
Maybe.
Can't call Gibbons right now.
What'd you say?
Not only are you not a nice person.
Okay. Gonna let that go.
How did you know it was Leroy?
It just showed up on the call.
As Leroy?
As Leroy.
I thought you were just pushing some, like, Flash app or something.
No, no. The number to dial, 646-929-1357.
To dial, if you have a rotary phone.
Yes.
To press?
Sure. That's something.
To touch?
It's speed to dial. Things.
The dial to number.
It's like the tactile sensation.
You can now speak the phone number and I'll dial it.
Mm-hmm. You can?
Yeah.
Do it, Rob. Speak it.
646-929-1357.
Speak it sexually.
646-929-1357.
Trash or trash?
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while. Should we do that? No?
Mm.
All right, fair enough.
Rob's over it.
Do you want to do it? I feel like the last time it kind of went
over.
Wait, what am I doing?
I'm not playing it on your command.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
he's not giving it to
I'm
you,
over
Rob.
Wait a minute. What am I?
What are you
falling
doing,
asleep,
Rob?
No, I'm
over it.
Okay. I'm perfectly awake.
You really look like you're passing out.
Oh, I'm perfectly awake. I'm not even here. I'm not even here. Welcome to the live cast, everybody. This is just an audio recording. Fuck these other guys.
Okay.
So long ago.
I know.
Yeah. Well, this is like a sixth show or something.
Something
right?
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it must have been
like
2 years ago.
Maryland Death.
4 years. Yeah.
Four?
No, 09. It's almost 4 years.
Oh, my God. Time flies.
Gonna be 4 years.
646-929-1357. If you call in, we will totally do a thrash it or thrash it with your band.
Yeah, but no links from the chat.
Yeah.
Are you giving giving CDs away again this
week? Yeah.
What are the options? They're just random.
Can we go look in the box? I'll read some of the things from the box.
No, I'll let Darren look in your box.
No.
For science. He has a girlfriend. Gynecological.
Yeah. What will your girlfriend think of me?
Please.
She would
I've worked
you.
So hard.
She would approve of the Instagram of it. Of Darren inspecting your box.
Oh, come on, Sid.
What?
Now,
like now we have to take a picture of Darren inspecting my box?
What, the fans want to know. They want to.
What if you have vagina cancer?
Yeah.
In the box are CDs from Brutal Truth, Atheist, Cold Chamber, Kroba.
Is this really true? Or you...
This is all true.
The
Dillinger Escape Plan.
You're not looking at a box right now.
I have a list of all the CDs we have to give away. Guar. There's some Guar CDs in there. Killswitch Engage. Corporate Clowny.
Super Nintendo Chalmers made a funny. He wrote, "What do you call a lesbian gang?" A box set.
Mm-hmm. So he made a funny?
It made me laugh in my head.
In your head, but then when you said it out loud, were you like, oh,
it
wait a minute.
It wasn't that funny anymore.
Yeah.
It's all in the delivery. Rob, why don't you show her how to do it?
Yeah.
Show her the box.
Again. Put in Rob.
What do you call a lesbian bike gang?
Is that what
a diker gang?
Wait, what?
Am I right?
The joke.
That was my variation. Thank you, audience.
It wasn't even the joke.
A diker gang, like a biker gang, but a dike.
It was supposed to be a box set.
I know. Mm-hmm. What do you call a lesbian gang? A box set. Oh, okay. A polite applause. Thank you, studio audience.
Only Margaret Cho was the last to make that joke. No? Margaret Cho, anyone?
Why, because she's a Chinaman? Is that
I think she's Korean, but
she's a Chinaman.
Okay. So.
All right, that's our show.
Talk more about the dead guy. No? Anybody want
to
call in with their remembrances?
To talk about?
Anybody want to call in with the remembrances?
Here's what I wanted to mention, though. Everyone talks about donating to the Red Cross. Does that really work? Like, what is the Red? What do they really do? The Red Cross? They didn't go down to like Rockaways. Like, what have they done? They brought some soup to some rich people in Midtown.
I honestly don't know what they've done in regard to our hurricane situation.
Because that's what, like, that's like the blanket thing. Like, hey, if you want to help out.
They ask for your blood.
But they are already doing stuff, you know. Like, they always, I mean, already. They're always doing stuff. They're always in other country, like in Haiti and all that crap.
Right.
So.
But what are they doing to help the people hurt by it? Like, how do you know that the money you're donating goes directly to hurricane funds?
You have to have faith.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
My question is, everybody wants lower taxes, right? They want, you know, American conservative values and lower taxes. But really, like, FEMA does the same kind of stuff that the Red Cross does, right?
Yeah.
So if you pay a little bit higher taxes and it goes towards that, isn't that the same thing as donating to the Red Cross? So how come donating to the Red Cross is this noble thing, but paying your fair share of taxes is this awful thing?
They don't try to make any sense.
Exactly.
It's all stuff
it doesn't. Like, freedom isn't free. That's taxes.
Yeah.
But they'll sing that lyric.
They mean, no, that's just poor people going off to fight wars and die for
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
But also,
exactly.
I think the thing about that is you willingly donate. I don't. But whomever would donate would willingly do so. Nobody's being forced to donate, which is what taxes are. You're forcing the donation.
Yeah, as they should, because people on their own won't, because they're selfish fucks.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll pay I don't complain about taxes.
You're preaching to the choir here, buddy.
Thank you.
You're making
pay that shit.
Well, there's our show.
Goodbye, you guys.
I would like to. I miss doing Thrash or Trash It, I'll be honest with you.
Let's do Thrash It or Trash It for political ideologies. Higher taxes. Do we Thrash or Trash?
Thrash It.
Yes. Same here. Yay.
I mean, I feel like there should be higher taxes only on rich people, though. I mean, higher taxes and lower taxes on middle class and poor people.
And there should be less tax breaks.
Right.
There should.
Well, the thing is, when rich people have, when poor people have more of their money from their paycheck, they don't have a choice but to spend it on the economy. They have to buy eggs. They have to buy diapers.
Yeah, they're not hiding it in a fucking offshore account.
Exactly. The fucking rich people bend over backwards trying to hide their money from going back into the economy. Offshore account. They've used fucking prison labor and slave labor and fucking send jobs to India. You know, they do anything they can not to put money. Not every single rich person, but I mean the majority of rich people do this. They don't put their money back in the economy unless you force them to do it. That's why we have high capital gains taxes. Or we used to. Now we don't. We stopped doing it under Reagan, continued not to do it under Bush. Then it went back up under Clinton, which was good. That's why the economy was great again. And then under the second Bush, it went down again. So Obama raises it a tiny little bit. He's a conservative, business-friendly Democrat, too. And now they're screaming like he's a fucking socialist. It's completely retarded.
The thing that infuriates me is when you think of the billions of dollars that these rich people have spent in lobbyists, in PACs, in political donations, if they had just paid that into the tax system and shut up, everything would be fine.
Nope.
But we're willing to waste all this money, but just
I feel
for
like,
our future self interest.
No, I disagree with you. I feel like they've calculated it, and it's cheaper for them to pay those lobbyists.
Because I guess it's only every 4 years.
Than actually to pay their taxes. I'm sure of this. I'm sure that all of this is just bottom lines and, like, you know, dollars and cents.
I think they'd just rather put their money, even if it's the same amount of money, they'd rather put it towards helping other rich people than helping anybody who's not rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Or black.
I think that, yeah. Well, in their minds, that's the same thing.
Campaign finance reform. Thrash it or trash it.
I want to ask no other relevant question from the chat. Would you fuck Paul Ryan?
No. He looks like Count Chocula.
Really? Because of that Widow Peak thing he has? Is that why?
What about Mitt Romney? Does he float your boat?
You don't think he's an attractive man?
Obama.
I feel like anyway they would just be stiffs in bed. Like,
probably.
Those guys are not fun.
Would Obama be a stiff? Obama doesn't look like.
Obama
like
seems
black
like
guys,
he's though. Very romantic.
He don't like black guys though.
He's only half.
Like
would you
black
let?
Guys.
Would you let the president? Would you let the president?
No.
Get in there?
No.
Would you let the president in your Oval
what
Office?
If
no.
It's a matter of national security.
No.
What if Obama was not the president, but a man who looked like him and was a guitar player for a
No.
Yeah, what if he was like a bassist and he was at Sirius for an interview?
No.
Why no? Why? What's wrong with
I'm just going to keep answering no.
What if there was a bomb in your vagina and the only way to detonate it was some presidential dick up in there?
Well?
Would you rather blow up your vagina, your uterine walls?
Yes.
Really?
All right, well, now we know. Super Nintendo Chalmers says Noah's not racist, but her pussy is.
Yeah,
that's you can't just talk about her pussy.
I will
like
defend
that.
Noah. I don't think she's racist, but I do think that you do not like black guys. If you know,
I'm
not
sexually
you don't have
attracted
a preference
to them.
For them. Yeah.
Noah's first Super sexual attraction are long-haired Sephardic dudes.
Ew.
Is that really true?
What?
Sephardic. No, I think long hair, but not necessarily Sephardic.
You like a darker complexion on a guy, like darker hair. I mean, like,
and that looks like Rob.
Yeah, I got a throwy thing that DJ on Liquid Metal and have the
Jose, yes.
See,
really good tamales.
Good guac, award-winning guac.
And he's won a guac award.
Yeah, there's like a guac off at Sirius.
Yeah,
from
Guino and Rich.
Come on,
a guac off Homer.
That's like winning your intramural softball league. That doesn't mean anything. He's probably,
award-winning
he's probably the
asterisk.
Highest-ranking person that would lower himself enough to cook for these people. So, of course, he controls these people's jobs. Of course, they're going to give him the award.
Oh, Fiddle asks a good question. Is there any black guy that Noah would fuck?
Sway.
Ew, no way.
The first schmata.
No way to sway.
No way to sway.
Okay.
Okay. Was there, though? I didn't mean it.
What about the guy from Killswitch?
Howard?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Why not?
So wait.
He's irrelevant now.
Oh!
Wow!
Wow! How about Seven Dust? Did you fuck them?
He has a girlfriend.
The guitarist from Living Color?
No.
Really? Corey Glover?
Oh. No, Corey Glover I think was a singer.
Oh.
Oh, you did say the guitarist. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's all right. There's no way she's going to
Danny Glover.
No.
He's getting too old for that shit.
I like a challenge.
Wow. Wow. So you answer
no,
the question.
Fuck Danny Glover. Right.
What black celebrity are you attracted to? I went through nine of these. So come on. Give me one.
Is there any that you can think of?
I don't know.
That hard? Oprah? Muggsy Bogues.
I don't know. They're just not. Right.
Mr. Marcus.
Oh yes.
Who's that?
Mr. The Marcus, porn star. Come on.
I don't know what that is.
Didn't he have? He had some venereal disease.
The Rock. Would you have sex with The Rock?
No, but I mean, it was a big scandal. Like he knew, and he banged a bunch of girls. I might be getting this wrong.
I don't know. There was an outbreak. Like the whole porn industry shut down a month
Did
ago.
He started that.
And it's because of yeah.
Yep.
First of all, I don't like beefy men, period. He's way too... There's too much of him. All
right, so let's see. Black guy, not be... Urkel. Do you like Urkel?
No.
But his last name is white.
Usher, would you do Usher?
He's not beefy at all.
I don't like the way
Chris
his
Brown?
Face looks.
He rough you up? You like that?
Oh, maybe.
There we go. We found it.
You heard her in that song when we did that parody.
I like that.
Ow!
R. Kelly likes peeing on bitches.
No, I wouldn't fuck R. Kelly or Chris Brown.
She's the peer.
Mm.
R. Kelly.
I wouldn't even pee on R. Kelly.
Oh.
Isn't R. Kelly like 50 now anyway?
I don't think he's that old.
She just objected to like Obama for being too old.
True.
So. I didn't say too old. I just said I wouldn't pee on R. Kelly even.
I think R. Kelly is like 50 though. Look it up. Because he had albums out in the early 90s.
It's true, but he might have been like in his early 20s.
45.
Well, that was close. It's still too old for Noah. Come on.
I would forbid Donald you. Glover from Community, the black guy in Community.
Oh. Yeah.
She doesn't watch Community.
I don't
she
watch Community.
Oh, you're missing out on Community.
What about
so
the black guy
TV
in
I'm
Walking
watching.
Dead?
Childish Gambino.
No.
Black guy in Walking Dead, no.
No.
He's on Walking Dead.
Tosin Abasi from Animals as Leaders. Plays guitar. He has. Plays
Maybe
guitar.
That guy.
What about that dude
let's see a picture
on the
of
show
him
that one time, the guitarist.
Oh, you know who I like that's black?
God forbid or whatever.
Tony McAlpine.
Oh, the old from Shrapnel Records?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He was on the same, like with Joey Tafola and all those guys
that's
and Marty.
Yeah.
Cannon.
That's a
oh,
black
my
guy's
God.
Name?
Yeah.
Tony McAlpine.
His hair is amazing. Well, he doesn't have it anymore.
Who?
Tony McAlpine.
Wow. Yeah, what I have a crush on Tony. How about that?
What a blast from the past that is. He was on that. So he had his solo album. I've talked about this before. All the Shrapnel Records guys, it looked like they marched them all in and took the picture in front of the same background the same day. And it was like Joey Tafola, Marty Friedman, Tony McAlpine. Joe Satriani had one, I think. Mm-hmm. Who else was on Shrapnel? Let's see. Look that up. Wow, you hit me with that one. Oh, you know who else was on Shrapnel Records? Mark Wood. Remember him? The guy with the violin. He used to play electric violin. He had a giant mullet.
Oh, I think we saw him at NAMM. He's still around.
Was Dave Koz?
He's wearing a velvet coat.
I don't know.
The guy who used to always play tenor sax on Arsenio Hall?
I know who he is. Okay. I don't know if he was on.
Yngwie Malmsteen, Racer X. Uh-huh.
Just lots of date rapists.
Joey Tafola, you said. Yeah. Greg Howe, Becker.
Jason Becker, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Becker.
Richie Kotzen, Phantom Blue.
Jason Becker is the one that had that tragic accident. He's paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
No, he didn't have. He has Lou Gehrig's.
You gotta wear those Dada-proof helmets.
Sorry.
Vinny Moore.
They have
that
MS.
That was the other guy that had the accident.
Yeah, it was both of them. One drove into the other one.
See if Lou Gehrig wore that helmet when he was hitting. The dot helmet.
No, it's a nerve disease. It doesn't matter if you wear a helmet or not. It's still gonna happen.
Why do they call it a dot helmet? Is it invented by Pakistanis? Is that what it is?
Oh, no.
What?
That is an offensive joke.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron.
Are the Pakistanis
you're from
the
Iran.
Ones with,
yeah,
are the Pakistanis the ones with the... I'm offended for them.
Of course, they're your countrymen.
Hindus. There are some Pakistanis that are Hindus.
Which one are you, Rob?
I'm a Jew, Sid. You know this very well.
I'm not a Hindu.
I'm not a Hindu now.
Yeah.
I'm a Hindon't.
So what are you looking up now?
Morgan Freeman. No.
He was on Shrapnel Records?
I already answered the question. The black guy that I would fuck is Tony McAlpine.
Only one?
Yes, he's the one.
I have to start... I have to make a list?
We want to get an idea what your type is. Jimmy J. Walker.
Usain Bolt? He's really fast. He runs really fast. Yeah. He's an Olympian.
You'd have
Jamaica.
To catch him first.
Probably gets really good weed.
Yeah.
Probably not if he's running. He needs to save his lungs.
Wow. Well, on the off season, the Olympics are only every 4 years.
That's right. He doesn't ever
run. He's in Jamaica. Come on.
Jamaica? Isn't he African?
No, he's from Jamaica.
I thought he was African. Okay.
The Africans are the marathon runners.
Yeah, but I thought he was African.
And I believe he is Jamaican.
All right.
There's some Dave Mustaine stuff that happened this week that we could talk about.
Oh, jeez.
What happened? Oh, Darren, what happened to your computer?
I lost power and imploded. Because I came in late.
Mm-hmm. Well,
plug it in for me.
I'll plug it in. I'll plug it in for you. Dave Mustaine gave two great interviews this week. And just full of great, great sound bites. Oh, and his Twitter feed... I definitely hate follow Dave Mustaine and sometimes retweet some of his stuff on the Metal Injection.
Yeah, didn't someone yell at you? You're retweeting too many fucking Dave Mustaine.
They're like, I don't care about what he's doing. Let's see.
I don't really either, but then I read it.
It's just so funny. Hypothetically, if someone tagged your house with uncool graffiti and you knew who it was, what would you do? Right? And then a few hours later...
What did he say? Who was it, by the way? Did he find out?
A few hours later, he writes, "No one tagged my house. It's guarded/gated. Uh-huh. What I meant was, quote, hypothetical equals make-believe, tag/graffiti equals a post, and house equals forum site."
My fans are too stupid to know what condescending means.
So yeah, someone's writing mean stuff on his forum.
What'd you do, Rob?
I don't write on his forum.
He's a fucking idiot.
Are you going on there and saying that 9/11 wasn't an inside job? Come on.
You would be the outcast there if you went there.
Then he posted a thing on his website, and it was like, "Droogies,
I wanted to check in with you as I get ready to start tracking my 14th Megadeth record. For some of you that are new fans, the word droogie may seem a strange way to start a letter, but it means friend, supposedly, in Russian slang.
So I stopped and I'm like, wait a minute, I know Russian.
It's from A Clockwork Orange.
Droog is friend.
Droog, yeah.
That's not slang. That's just a word for friend.
Yeah, and droogie, that's not a Russian word.
It's droog, and then he Americanized, slanged it. That's what it is.
Oh.
But that's from Clockwork Orange.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, he
used to say my droogs.
Yeah, he definitely says that.
He's like, he made that up. Shut the fuck up.
So now you know that I ain't calling you druggies.
Oh.
Onward to the update.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that. Fucking Dave Mustaine calling someone a druggie.
Instead of just starting off the email with a different word, he starts with that word and then two paragraphs of explanation.
I like to hear myself talk.
Yeah.
Do you think he gets it read back in?
Of course.
By himself.
Yeah.
Dave, read that back to me, will you?
Whoever's like playing bass for him now. It's like one of the tasks.
Dave Ellison is back in the band.
There you go.
No, Robert Trujillo has to do that, even though he's in Metallica.
Dave Ellison is too busy reading resumes.
At this point, I feel Rob Trujillo probably makes more at the end of the year than fucking Mustaine. He's probably
Rob Pasbani makes more than all of those motherfuckers.
All those, all that remains, as and truth. I think as the second Robert Trujillo walked into Metallica, he made more than Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, he got that $1 million check.
Just from walking into the room, he made more than that.
Last Thursday, I went to see an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Oh, thanks.
Then why did you even have to write the ENT? He loves putting things and then explaining them for half an hour.
To find out the status of the damage to my vocal cords that they discovered prior to my surgery.
And they said I didn't have any weird.
I was during the first MRIs that I had a cyst or something on my vocal cords, and I didn't give it any more thought. It's way more important.
Does anyone care enough to like subscribe to this?
When you call your grandma, she just gives you the laundry list of health issues. It's like, I don't care.
You
You're
don't
still
call
alive,
anymore.
Right? Yeah.
I still find it laughable that somebody I know says I was a pussy while I was lying in an ER awaiting spinal surgery, contemplating canceling the Big Four. I guess the old saying, you spot it, you got it, applies here.
That's not a saying. I just made that up. I want to clarify before people jump on me.
Oh, here
you
go.
Except I don't want to offend our female fans by comparing this excrement to a body part of theirs. Meanwhile, I will offend women by saying that African women should put a plug in it.
Right.
A few months ago.
Only the black ones. I'll make fun of them.
Then he goes, I walked away from the surgery, which was done after the concert. Who's the pussy now?
Not me. I should clarify by saying I meant it's not me.
Yeah. Hypothetical.
Hypothetically, I'm not a pussy.
I just look like one.
Everything he does makes him sound like a pussy.
So then he talks about his diet. His vocal cord thing is treatable, and it's just a matter of exercise, diet, and eating habits. And then I started drinking aloe juice, taking a tablet for my stomach, and I have to cut some things out that I like. Coffee is one of the things. But since I'm not a cheerleader for overpriced, overrated Starbucks like Thorin Jr. I can't believe he named his child Thor.
You heard he liked that show? How old is this child? Is it less
probably
than 4 years?
Now.
Is he less than 4 years old?
No way.
Maybe he named it after Thor Shredstein.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you search Thor Mustaine Metal Injection live cast, it's like one of the first results. No, I can't find anything on how old.
It's because of Thor and Mustaine separately, right?
That's yeah.
Okay.
One last thing. I don't generally watch video of myself unless we're mixing or editing something. And over the last few months, I had to for one reason or another. I'm really embarrassed by how much I swear or swore on stage.
Fuck.
And in interviews. I'm not a prude, but I'm sorry for my language and some of the offensive words I chose to say. We all have to say stuff we regret. And while I don't regret it, I do feel that you deserve better from me.
Is that a tweet?
What? This is a message on it.
That doesn't make sense. I don't regret it, but you deserve better. So how could you?
He doesn't regret. I think what he's saying is he doesn't regret what he's saying.
Dave Mustaine never apologizes,
but
even in apologies.
What I said wasn't clear. Let me clarify.
Yeah.
He should have that on a macro. Just push one button and it says that.
And then he said this other interview he gave where he was talking about how the press constantly takes things that he says out of context.
Yeah, Rob. Fuck.
I really don't have
just like
to work.
You did with Mitch with the helmet
yeah.
and the drinking.
Yeah.
You're the only press that covers Megadeth anymore, so it has to be you.
At this point, you're right.
That's true.
No, it's Blabbermouth.
Yeah.
That he's talking about.
I'll tell them you said that.
Someone linked to a new Iron Sheik clip. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's see what this is. It says 2009, though. Oh, this is fucking 10 minutes long.
With an interesting deal.
I got to fast forward. There's two guys in a car going to meet that interesting
deal. Las Vegas.
Let me fast forward.
Fast forward.
Can you hear this?
Why is all the music playing in the back?
I think it's the video they added.
She comes to drop the leg better than him. Beautiful leg. Happy birthday, she dropped the leg. Not larger, brother.
There's a woman there in a hot dress, and he's like, she could drop the leg better than Hulk Hogan.
Yes, Lord. I'm going to.
So who's better, Hulk Hogan or Brian Blair?
Hulk Hogan needs to have a class.
Right.
Big man.
Didn't you forgive Brian Blair, though?
God bless
you. Didn't you forgive Brian Blair?
Brian is okay.
Okay.
Depends on the day of the week.
Exactly.
But he
doesn't
still
hate Brian Blair.
It depends exactly.
He's so disillusioned.
The guy next to him said it depends on the day of the week, and she said exactly.
Next up,
I'll bring you beer.
Oh no, he's got a beer.
We'll get him alcohol. Yeah, we'll take care of him.
We're giving him alcohol.
Now he's flirting with the broad next to him.
Unbelievable.
They want pictures. Some people just want to schmooze, but he wants to go back to his room. He's here on vacation.
They're wheeling him around in a fucking wheelchair. Is he like, what's wrong with him?
He doesn't want to walk around, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, they're just two dickheads walking. That was interesting, but nothing new there.
Who posted that link in the chat?
Bacala Destroyer.
Come on, Bacala Destroyer.
He is a piece of shit.
It was Lieutenant Loco.
Lieutenant Loco, come on. Maybe you're not better than that with that username.
You're no. Listen, he's trying to contribute. I appreciate that, but that could have been better.
Yes.
Fuck the clip.
Yeah. Fuck the Lieutenant Loco.
Yeah. I no respect the Lieutenant Loco. He no dropped the leg like Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik drops the leg.
From that video, he was just. Well, never mind. I was riffing on the video. I shouldn't have done that. Iron Sheik can do anything.
Exactly. Fucking Rob.
I've never seen Iron Sheik do a moonsault.
You're just jealous because you think you could be the only famous Iranian? Bullshit.
I don't even identify as Iranian. You're the one constantly bringing this up.
You know, it's like the cornerstone of your stand-up act. Don't even bullshit.
That was 15 years ago.
Whatever. My stand-up act is dead.
Yeah.
I don't talk about it. The only time I talk about it is when anybody that I still know from that time brings up how terrible of a joke that was.
No, it was still the cornerstone joke.
And as I mentioned the last time we talked about this, it was a moment of great anti-comedy because it is so bad. It's so bad that it's memorable.
That in hindsight. At the time, that's not what
I ran, I'm Russian, I'm in a hurry.
I don't even have to say it anymore. Other people are saying the joke for me. That is how good the joke is. That is a memorable joke.
Yeah,
I'm not saying whether it's a good or bad joke. I'm just saying that your Iranian identity was a cornerstone of your favorite joke that you're now saying is such a great joke. So you're proving my point.
Wow. Eat that, Rob.
Yeah. Tell that to the Ayatollah.
Ayatollah.
They're asking if you can do stand up at the next Metal Injection CMJ show.
Please do.
Oh, no way.
Please.
No way.
Can I do stand up at the CMJ show?
Sure.
You could be the warm up act.
You are the Ayatollah of smoking bola.
I don't know how we topped that.
Oh, that's a good one. That's got to be the episode.
Yeah.
Wow. I met the Iron Sheik once. I don't know if I ever talked about that. He was
how
like,
would you not have talked about that?
Did
you? I don't. If
don't
you didn't, then you're an asshole.
I know. He was at like a street fair in Brighton.
He was at Brighton Beach?
Yeah, there was a street fair.
Looking for Nikolai.
I feel like every year, like they would bring one completely obscure wrestler there.
Oh, so he wasn't just walking around.
No. He was doing like a signing. And
did you recognize your dad?
Old country. He didn't recognize my dad.
From the Tehran Nights of...
My dad's not from Tehran.
I honestly don't even know.
Doing
the next joke.
Rob's dad, if you're listening, call in and tell us what city you're from.
He's not from a major city. I feel like a terrible son. I don't even know the name of the city.
What high school did he go to with Ahmadina John?
Yeah. What?
I don't know. They were around the same age, right?
I guess, yeah, they are kind of
around
the same age.
There you go. They must have gone to school together.
But my dad went up to him and started talking. And which is the language.
Yeah.
And then so the Iron Sheik was like, whoa, another Iranian. And then so he was really nice to my dad, but then a dick to everybody else.
He's Iranian. I took to him, not you, the pussy.
But this was like, I want to say this was maybe also 15 years ago, something like that, before he got super famous virally. He was at the time still totally like, Hulk Hogan, he piece of shit.
So he's the real.
Yeah, he is the real. He's like, I beat the Bob Backlund. I am the real world champion. Hulk Hogan, he had nothing.
He massaged Hulk Hogan dick. He massaged Mr. McMahon back. He fucked it. Randy Savage. You know about that rumor, right?
What?
Randy Savage allegedly fucked Stephanie McMahon when she was like 16.
Oh, man.
And that's why he's not...
Total, like, huge,
prime,
huge, huge speculation.
I prefaced it by saying it
total
was a rumor.
Like, there's no...
But, can you imagine how that body looked at 16? God damn it.
Well, that's
it was
allegedly...
By children and being blasted
but
by Triple H.
The thing is, I heard that it wasn't that. It was just he was... McMahon was really pissed at the way that Macho Man left.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that didn't help, but if he did bang his daughter, you know, underage, I mean.
He was just like, come on, man, save that for on air.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that.
It's a great storyline.
Let's milk that shit. Don't just do that privately. What's wrong with you? Did he use a Slim Jim on it?
Want to get in there before the pubes sprout out. Yeah. Smart. Dig it.
Smart man. There's no law in the backstage of wrestling.
If there's grass on the field, play ball. Ooh, yeah.
Macho Man is such a cunning linguist.
Old enough to breed, old enough to bleed. Dig it.
Isn't it the other way around?
It's the other way around.
But he's the Macho Man. He gets those things wrong.
He's most concerned about making them bleed.
Yeah. I was channeling him.
Meanwhile, Shane McMahon was banging Mae Young.
Ugh.
Nobody complained.
Yeah.
They're just like, all right, guys. Somebody has to.
If there's snow on the roof, put a log in the fire, please.
Oh, well. That was our wrestling talk. Oh, yeah. By the way, Noah, would you fuck Yokozuna?
No.
We got to get that in. I don't know. It's in our agreement with... With all that remains, we have to make a Yokozuna joke.
That joke was a hit.
Shangletown just... Grave, I guess.
Macho Man's so socially conscious, too. Social networkly. Networkly?
That's not a word.
That's a word.
Linda for Congress or Shmooley, says Baka La Destroyer.
Clearly Shmooley.
Yeah.
At least he has a funny ad. Linda is just...
And a beard.
Did you see what Linda did? I was talking to you on IMs.
Yeah, we should bring this up. Her Twitter account. Hold on, let me find this.
She said something like her opponent's a communist. Or like the Communist Party supported her. So what? That just shows how bad you are.
Oh, I think they might have deleted it.
Ugh. Yeah. Even for a McMahon, though, that's, you know, that's low.
Yeah, just like, oh, Chris, whatever his name is, was proudly endorsed by the Communist Party.
Yeah.
The choices. Oh, while Linda will be running independent, will be running an independent voice for Connecticut.
What? We know what you mean.
While Linda will be an independent voice for Connecticut, Chris Murphy was proudly endorsed by the Communist Party. The choice on Tuesday is clear for Linda.
I would rather vote for a communist than a Republican.
Yep.
Ugh. Of the two, I don't
Linda
agree with
McMahon
either one. But
in Senate, that is. Do you understand the gall of Vince McMahon and his wife of just thinking like, man, like we're not getting, or like we need to
just run.
Yeah,
run,
like
run,
we need to change the laws to be more in our favor. Oh, I know, we have all this money. Why don't you get into Congress so you can lobby for things that we want?
Oh, that's what Vince McMahon
does.
That's
what rich people do that run for office. That's the whole point.
It's ridiculous, and she's using her own money
and wasting it. Isn't she down like 16 points or something?
Yeah, she's totally going to lose.
That's so great to me. I'm so happy.
I'm allergic to her Senate campaign. She spent $50 million this campaign and last campaign. So $100 million blown,
good.
Burnt.
It's like the XFL.
Yeah, fuck those wrestlers and their health insurance.
Yeah, the wrestlers can't get health insurance or pensions, but
a fraction of that would pay for that shit.
Unbelievable. Right, Noah, would you fuck Linda McMahon?
Ew.
Just had to ask. Just had to make sure. All right.
What about her opponent? Would you fuck him?
Chris Murphy.
The communist?
It's not a communist.
I'm not going to fuck anyone that you're going to ask me if I'm going to fuck.
Oh,
so the answer
shit.
No.
Noah's had enough of your game, Sid.
The guy in
my
the bathroom.
Game.
The guy in the bathroom at the show.
That
the
has already happened,
here.
And it's not going to happen again.
Okay. All right. Dave Mustaine?
No way.
Edward Furlong?
No.
Thor Mustaine? Justice Mustaine?
How old is Thor Mustaine again?
80.
No.
How old is Thor Mustaine? I mean, did you answer that?
I couldn't find it. Maybe he's on Facebook. I found Justice.
Justice like must be like 20 by now.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look exactly? He looks like fucking Dave Mustaine.
He looks like his son.
Dude takes Metallica album titles way too literally.
Yeah.
Justice for all. I'll name my kid that, and that'll be my justice.
Yeah.
Oh, some of his photos are public.
Uh oh.
Poor guy.
Well, he looks like Dave Mustaine. He's like Ron Howard.
He's like gingerish.
The young Dave Mustaine looked like Ron Howard.
He looks like Alan, like our friend Alan.
The former producer of the show, the very talented former producer.
The one that sounds like a robot.
Yeah. That's because he was so technically gifted. In fact,
he looks like a normal person.
Noah, would you fuck Daniel Benoit had he grown up to be an adult?
There's a photo of him with Metal Sanaz.
Why are we still on the air?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're going to have to reconfigure our food order, Rob.
Okay, well, this was a wonderful show.
It flew by.
Yes.
Except for that one point.
Just tomorrow!
All right. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back. I think we're going to be on a little earlier next week.
Why?
There's a Converge show that I want to go to.
Okay. Are there some days we're going to be off soon?
Yeah, the following week. We're going to be off.
Don't we have 2 weeks off in a row or something?
Was going to be next week.
No, I'm informing
only
you.
Only Sean
listening.
Gets multiple weeks off in a row.
The following, next week we're going to do a show, and then the week after we're going to have 1 week off.
All right. Well, I have Death or No Death that's ready to go, but I've been waiting for like a celebrity. You want to just,
Let's wait for this. Let's get a celebrity in Death or No Death. All right. We'll be back next week. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.